This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a hopeful but tentative sign for the job market, there's news today that fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits. That's more than expected and brings this down to the best level in nearly 6 years. A four-week average is also nicely down. On that note, let's check the numbers 21 minutes into trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points, 0.5% to 15,354, not adjusted for inflation. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite up 27 points, 0.75%. Diane Swonk, Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, joins us on Thursdays for a dip into what's on the minds of market players. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, the government did say this morning that gross domestic product was still running at 2.5% April to June. No revision. Somehow it's hard to yell stop the presses at no revision.
It's a bit of a yawn. They did have declines in inventories and exports that were offset by state and local government spending, but at the end of the day, not a big news mover.
All right, but there is movement toward resolving the federal budget fight, right?
Not hardly. I think, you know, we're still very uncertain whether or not they're going to do a continuing resolution, but the real issue is the debt ceiling and lifting that, which now has a deadline of October 17th. This showdown could be worse than that in 2011, and remember, that was when we got downgraded by Standard & Poor's. So that was not a pretty fight, and people think they're crying wolf in Washington, but the reality is this is much more uncertain and has much more catastrophic potential effects than even we saw back in 2011.
But on this crying wolf thing, if it comes to it, won't President Obama just fix this through some kind of executive order? I'm the president. I'm just going to raise the debt ceiling.
Yes, he could absolutely do that, which would then trigger on several years of fighting and suing by Congress of the president. And that would just further delay any real decisions we need to make in Washington. So it's more policy by inaction than action.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.